Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to a special edition of the Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I'm excited today. I tell you, I am excited. People don't quite understand exactly what's going on here in America, especially for a black man, you see. You have seen a portrait of American justice. She stands above the crowd, holding the scale of impartiality. She is blindfolded for a good reason. At the trial of the Reverend Edward Pinckney, that blindfold was removed, and the scale of impartiality was blindsided by the American history of racism. There is no way for an all-white jury, from the rich side of town, to be impartial toward a black man from the poor side of town. That is not some racially opinion of the Supreme Court in the meaning of a trial by one peer, not in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. It's amazing what goes on today inside these trial courts. And the sad part about it, we just don't get it. We as black people, we as Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, color. You see, the difference is we don't stand together and fight this stuff. It is out of control. And the reason it's out of control is that we allow it to be. We let them do exactly what they want to do. Let me give you an example. A man by the name of Franks, he's a friend of the court. He just so happened to be white. He was running a scheme. He would have someone steal something out of Lowe's and then pay someone money to take it back. And then he would accumulate. They give you a gift card so that way you can use it any way you wish. He ran up over $65,000 worth of stuff, closer to $100,000, because they don't tell everything when it comes to white folks. They lie, they cheat, and they steal for each other. But when it comes to you, if they can give you the death penalty, they will, which is unfortunate here in America, only in America. And I'm telling you the truth. Nobody will believe this. This young man, a drug dealer, he's a drug dealer. He's been dealing drugs for years here in the city of Benton Harbor, but he's a white drug dealer. See, that makes a difference. It makes a difference when you're a white drug dealer over a black drug dealer. See, a white drug dealer can have a wrong run. A black drug dealer is going to get busted sooner or later and sent to prison. Yes, that is correct. And when you think about what's really going on, it's shocking. You see, they take care of their buddies. And the reason I brought this up is that this man, Gregory Shane Frank, the judge said that he is a drug dealer. Now, listen to this. Judge Scott Schofield in Barron County, he's a drug dealer. He's an habitual offender. And this is what the judge said. There can't be two Shane Franks in Barron County. Barron County judge said Monday, you have an army of people who depend on you. And here's what he said. When he has someone go in there and steal, it gives them a percentage of the money for stealing. So, in other words, he's helping out another person by inducing them to steal. And he takes back the fraudulent gift card that they give you. And he, the judge claims he's helping someone by doing this. Do this make any sense to you? The only reason he said this is that this man is white. This man is white. It is ridiculous. Well, it's about he's a white supremacist anyway. Scott, and the good news, Scott Schofield is retiring. He's a low-life slime ball, gutter rat. That's exactly what this judge is. And Barron County probably leads the nation in scumball judges. And he said he was involved in a multiple-step scheme which people will steal merchandise from Lowe's store in the Midwest, then hire people to return the merchandise to Lowe's store in Benton Harbor, where they will receive Lowe's merchandise card. The card was then sold to the local contract, including Frank's, for 50 or 60 cents on the dollar. The contractor will then use the card to obtain merchandise to use in their business. After a three-year investigation, listen to this, three-year investigation, Gregory Shane, yes, should be ashamed, Franks was caught. He had like a five-year run of stealing. And during that time, he was still dealing drugs. Who would believe it? Only in America. Listen to this. County Assistant Prosecutor Steve, one of the eight of the Assistant Prosecutor Attorney who prosecuted the case, credited Detective Richard Degar for their hard work in the case. Through their work, they reviewed thousands and thousands and thousands of documents where this guy was stealing, working as a gang. He pled no contest earlier to receiving concealed stolen property over $65,000. This offense was punishable up to 20 years in prison, and they gave this habitual offender, drug dealer, 6 months house arrest. Now you tell me. The judge said that he could have sent Franks to prison. Yes, he could have. And would likely do so if he violated his probation. Which doesn't make any sense. What goes on here in Barron County is shameful and disgraceful. What do you do? What do you do? I had the opportunity to go into the county commissioner meeting exposing this fraud. Say he have done something good in the neighborhood. This is what the judge said. Running a fraud ring for over 4 or 5 years. It's amazing. But here's what I want to get to. This is important. A young man, 15 years old. That's what I said. Was sent to prison for burglary. Now let me show you this guy here, the habitual offender. He's white, and the young kid is black. 15 years old, he goes to prison up to 5 years. No probation. No nothing. Prison. strictly prison. Is there anybody out there who can tell me what is wrong with this picture? Even the people in the community is saying absolutely nothing. I'm really, really, really upset about this. You see, the problem is, what do you do? What do you do? You see, do you do? I tell you this. This has been amazing. And I tell you, I've been trying to understand how do people allow people to get away with this stuff. This is the same court system. Guy named Larry Gordon, a white guy, had told me that you have to be out of your cotton-picking mind to go to trial in Berrien County, Michigan. He said they're all connected with each other. He said all the white folks gang up on the black people. He said, I'm telling you this. He said this is what they do. He said they didn't just start this. This is how they do things. Larry Gordon was arrested one day. And he went in there thinking that he would never, ever, 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 ever go to trial in Berrien County. He overpowered one of the deputies named Atterbury and took his gun, shot Atterbury, didn't kill him, but he shot a guy named Ron and a guy named Joe. Killed them dead. But the problem was Joe and Ron knew exactly what was going on in Berrien County. They knew about the corruption and said nothing. Didn't say a mumbling word. They knew all about the corruption that exists inside Berrien County. They knew about the white supremacist judges, Dennis Wiley, he's the leader. Then you have Scott Schofield, he's part of that white supremacist group. Then you have Charles Losada, he's a white supremacist. And then you have Art Carter, and then you have the kingpin himself, Sterling Sharrock. That's right. And then you have the prosecutor who is the grand wizard of all. That's right. Mike Sepik. He's the grand wizard of the Klans. And this is what they do. They let you know that that's who we are. They let you know. They don't hide it. You know, that's how they manage to send to give white people a break. There was a doctor in St. Joseph, Michigan, which is part of Berrien County, who's running a drug ring for the last 10 years. He finally got busted. No jail time and fines. Only in white America. Then they had a former county commissioner, Robert Woodley, W-O-O-L-E-Y, stole almost $1 million. It may have been over $1 million. Listen to this. This guy forged checks for 7 years from three different accounts by an audit. Gave him a slap on the wrist. And they wanted to make sure his wrist wasn't hurt. Only in America. Only in Berrien County. Then they had the lady who worked at the courthouse, Joanne Roberts. she stole, she's with the deputy, she's a deputy, stole $80,000. Did not fire her. Did not fire her. Let me repeat that again. Did not fire her. No jail time. Nothing. Gave her her job back. That is correct. Gave her her job back, and she's working today. Tell you, whether she's black or white, you already know. It's shameful and it's disgraceful. But it gets better. Another young man from the sheriff's department, Lieutenant Badcock, up and rising star. He was the deputy of the year going to Walmart, pushing out grocery carts of food and not paying for it. No jail time. Didn't even have to pay back the food that he took. Amazing. Who would believe this? 50 women has been sexually attacked by the Barron County Sheriff's Department under Paul Bailey. He's more like Bull Connor. That's right. But nobody has been arrested. Nobody goes to jail in Barron County. Only in America. Amazing. They was running a drug ring where they would have a young man. Well, they trained him, the sheriff's department, trained him how to plant drugs on an innocent man. And then they taught him how to write a false police report. And guess what? This man planted drugs on over 200 people. I would say maybe closer to 300, but let's say 200. Let's just say 200. And he wrote 200 false police reports. And each one of them is a felony. And the only reason he got busted, he picked a fight with a white guy in St. Joe. Only in America. But here's the thing, though. He was able to go get these phony warrants. He went to the prosecutor office, who was dating one of the deputies from the sheriff's department. He would call the deputy up, Sergeant Boyce, call him up. He would call his girlfriend. His girlfriend would call one of these corrupt, racist judges and get a phony search warrant. That's right. None of these people went to jail. But the 200 people they planted drugs on did go to jail, and some of them are still in jail today. That's right. You said the magic word. They are still in jail today. You see, being white has its privilege, and which a lot of times we don't get it. But some of that stuff, I got to confess, we allow them to get away because we're too busy fighting with each other. I'm talking about black folks now. Listen to me closely, black people. I'm talking about you now. You are so selfish and cruel to each other. This allows them to get away with what they're doing. See, we think we really got it going on. You got a car, you're living with your mama, and you got a job living in her basement, you think you got it going on. All you want is a car. That's your dream car. Well, how about educating and taking care of your children? You got four or five babies all over the city, and that is not taking care of not one of them. Then have the nerve to talk about you going to pick up your baby for Thanksgiving. Do it make sense to you? This is how they get away with that garbage that they do. And they're going to continue to get away with this stuff because we are allowing them to. Now let me say this. The 15-year-old kid, could he have did so bad that was sent him to prison for 5 years? And yet, this guy, Gregory Shane Franks, he had to get over $65,000. He must have been doing this for 6-7 years. They did a 3-year investigation. He'd been doing it, and the judge had the nerve to call this guy and say this guy did something good in the neighborhood because he's a dope dealer. Wow, amazing grace. Only in America. When do the people take a stand? My black brothers and sisters, just stop it. You're so busy trying to stop each other. And these people got a size 24 shoe stuck up your butt. Stop it. You're allowing these white supremacists, these KKK members, to do whatever they want to us. My question to you, what do we do to stop them? What do we do to stop these people? And, it's war. It's just that we're not fighting the war. This is no conflict, the real deal. And we have proven that the only people we're going to fight is each other. It's shameful. And it's disgraceful. When will it stop? When will the people say no more? You know, we know who these people are. They're liars, bunch of thieves, and they get away with it. Because we too busy fighting with each other. A movement is a movement. But we don't have a great movement at this time. We never will. It's time that we say no more. It's time that we move to a whole different level. It's time that we confront these racist judges, prosecutors, and deputies. It's time that we confront these people. These are evil, wicked people. They're evil. And they're going to destroy our children. Because we sit around and do exactly nothing. Nothing. All we do is complain. And don't even complain to these people. How can one county have 5 judges and 4 or 5 prosecutors and Klansmen? This, you would say Alabama is full of Klansmen. You would say Mississippi is full of Klansmen. You would say Georgia is full of Klansmen. North Carolina, South Carolina, full of Klansmen. Louisiana, full of Klansmen. Texas, full of Klansmen. But you talking about the state of Michigan, Barron County, Michigan, full of Klansmen, still hanging nooses and burning crosses. Wow. And the people are not saying a mumbling word. It's time that we make them put up or shut up, with or without you. Either you with us or you against us. That's how it has to be. And I'm warning everybody, let's do what we need to do. Because it is out of control. I mean, it's almost ridiculous. You know, you almost have to be kissing their butt to be on the set. But look, you could be a child molester, black child molester. If you with them, you can even be a preacher. You can have a church out on Euclid and be a child molester if you're part of their gang and don't have to worry about going to jail. They'll cover it up. They'll cover it up. As long as you with them, you could be stalking women. As long as you're on their side. As long as you're on their side, you don't have to worry about jail. You know, they'll let you get away with stuff. Only in America. Man, we got a long way to go. We got a long way to go, but hey, you got to be willing to make the supreme sacrifice. Because it's no longer about you, it's the future of your children. You know, so it's time that you either put up or shut up, you see. Or you can just continue to kiss their butts, you go right ahead. That's our history. This is how we deal with these slime balls, you see. It's going to come a time when there's going to be a shift in power. That's right. It's going to come a time when there's going to be a shift power structure. They will not. They will not continue in power. These people, these, and we let them get away with everything. But it's time. It's time we take this thing to a whole different level. It's time that we make them do representation. Nobody actually represents the black folks because we really don't have enough power. And remember, the Boston Tea Party had nothing to do with tea. That's what you need to know. It had nothing to do with tea. You see, until we able to take what we want, we're going to continue like this. And it's going to be casualties. You know, it's going to be casualties. There's going to be a lot of casualties for the cause. But we must confront them. You see, they're too comfortable right now. You see, they're not really intimidated by the people because they know that you're too busy fighting with each other, and that's why you can't get nothing done. Listen, let's confront them. Let's show them what we're made of. Let's not let Larry Gordon die in vain. We're going to start having a Larry Gordon day. Yes, we are. On that note, I got to say goodbye. Special edition of the Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. And thank you so much for listening. I want to thank you for the tremendous audience that we have. We could not do it without you. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We have just ran